This is Parsha Parsha B'chozei, as we're getting to a week before Matan Torah, before Shavuos, I want to discuss with you an unbelievable idea that we're finding out in a sefer called Michas Usher. This is Rav Usher Weiss's Sichur on the Chagim that he has. And on Chag HaShavuos, we've been talking a little bit about Rus in our preacher. But Rus a little bit, the story of Rus. Someone asked me before, what was the big deal about Rus? Why are we mentioning her so much? Why people name their names after Rus? Who was she? Did she do something so special? We'll see that very soon as well. I want to tie that into our Parsha B'chukosai, a very famous idea brought down by many people, and just bring it, if I can, home to a practical idea for us who are currently, you know, towards the bottom half of the eighth inning of our year in Israel. We're the home team and we're losing, so we have to make sure we get a ninth inning also, so it's okay. Minhag Vasikin, the girl Megillas Rus, we read at the top over here, page Reish Samach Vav. Minhag Vasikin, it's an old custom to read Megillas Rus and Shruas. I'm going to first part I'm going to say just in English, and I'll get to the part I'll read to you in Hebrew. But I'm going to read this part translate while I'm looking at myself and translate to you in English. It's a minhag to read Rus on Shruas night, the Yom Matan Torah Seinu. The reason is very simple, because this is the day when we became a nation also. We became our own nation on Matan Torah. We became quote unquote converts on Matan Torah. We got the Torah. In this unbelievable day, our forefathers went to the bris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the covenant, under Hashem Shechina, when He placed a har over our head and said, either take this or you'll be dead here. And we accepted the Torah in all the laws attached to it. And every single year, once again, we look at the same way, like we are right now re-accepting the Torah. Remember, I heard one time a story, there was someone back in the day, I don't think you have it anymore, back in the day, something called like a palm pilot. You ever heard of palm pilots? It was like, it wasn't a phone, it was like just like a, it looked like this, but it wasn't a phone. It was like just, you would have things, you could transfer things, like a, anyways, so you can have different documents you added. Instead over here, like, you know, something called the Torah. And you can beam things to each other. So you have a palm pilot, that palm pilot you can put near each other, you beam to each other. So if they wanted to. So there was a friend, one guy was on a plane one time, and he asked the next time, oh, can you beam me, you know, he didn't have anything to learn, can you beam me, you know, the app, whatever it was called, that wasn't an app, but the document you have of the Torah on there. So, you know, beamed it, and at the end he says, do you want to accept the Torah on his phone? He's like, accept, like, yes. Nasav Nishma. So you have the opportunity to accept. That was back in the day that these things took place. We had a real acceptance many years ago. We had an acceptance. He quotes the Pesach the Rebbe. This is an unbelievable line. Pesach the Rebbe was killed in the Warsaw Ghetto in the Holocaust. We're going to the third paragraph. Ribono Sholom. Listen to this unbelievable line. Ribono Sholom. Rotzani b'chol libi l'telecha mashu. I want to give you something, God, with all my heart. B'shtokeik ani l'karev lecha. I'm yearning to get close to you. I want to make you proud of me. What can I give you? What can I add? What can I contribute to you, God? Hell, may Torah, I should learn Torah. It's the greatest gift that you gave me, and I learned with all my power. I learned it already. Should I daven? Let me work on my davening. You know I work on my daven. I'm trying to daven already, God. I'm trying already. What can I do? Halavai says the Pesach the Rebbe. The call to this guy, I wish I could convert. I wish I could convert to Judaism. What can I do, though? I was already Jewish. I was born Jewish. Halavai, I could convert. He says, this is Rosh Weiss talking. When I read this the first time, Shekharati, this Rishon, I read this the first time, he says, my eyes fill up with tears. Rashi. He says, I started to cry, Rosh Weiss says. Can you imagine that this holy rabbi, what he wish he could do? I wish I could convert. That would be the greatest sign of my commitment to you, God, would be to convert to Judaism. But the problem is I can't. He says, all I want is to leave my old life behind and to join you. But I can't. I was born into it already. I can't prove myself to you. I can't choose to come under your divine will because you made me that way already. I'm missing out. Halavai, I could leave my past behind and just drop it all and join you, but I'm already there. What am I going to do? I was born a Jew. He started to think to himself now, Rosh Weiss. Well, that's me, Chashavti. I'm right over here right now. Those of you who don't have one, you can follow along with me. That's me, Chashavti. Right now in the paragraph that starts with me, Chashavti. We're halfway down the first page. Maybe a Jew can convert. Maybe I convert even if I'm a Jew. I can convert to Judaism still. I can't have a mamul in yochel. I can't have a circumcision. I already have one of those. Baruch Hashem, when we're 8 days old. Litvol, the mikvah, won't help me at all. You know why? I'm already a tara. Just a pure person of mikvah doesn't really make him pure again. He's already pure. But there is one thing left I could do, he says. This is an unbelievable line. And this is very powerful. And for all of us who think we're such pious Jews, and we're so... It's not true. We can convert also. I can do one thing. I can be completely mekabel ol malchus shemayim. Part of the process of being a convert is three parts. Mila, tvila, be mekabel mitzvos. To be a Jew, you have to be mekabel ol malchus shemayim. Shema alav la amor lifnei ha-shofet, kol haaretz. Maybe I can stand in front of the creator of the world, the judge of judges, the person, the being in charge of the beis din in the world, like a ger does, and say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm mekabel upon myself all Torah mitzvahs. All malchus shemayim mekabel. U'kshem sha-ger mekabel kol ha-torah chutz b'davar echad ein mekabel. So the rule is, if a ger would sit in front of the beis din and say, I'm mekabel every mitzvah, but not that one, then you're not Jewish. You're not Jewish. So to be a ger requires full 100% acceptance of every last mitzvah. Unfortunately, I can still do that because I haven't done it yet. Stand in front of the creator of the world, the Av Bezin of the world, and Mekabel Kulo, Kol HaTorah Kulo. Every Torah. Without exception, without leaving anything out. Hello, B'chaya Yom Yom, bottom paragraph over here. Regidim Anu L'tadeik Aksas B'mitzvos Misuyemes L'salim L'chalut Mitzvot Acheros. Our daily lives, we're very used to taking certain things we're great at, certain things we're very bad at. I'm not going to ask each one of you to share with us. Zebacha v'zebacha. Everyone should be crying over that. Yesh v'shemakbid ha'me'od b'mitzvot shebein ha'me'od makom. There are those who are so good at God mitzvahs. They daven, they learn, they're great in those areas. But they get in the bus, knock the guy behind them out, push that guy away. The roots of their friend. No, what happens? What happens to the Mekabel and Mitzvahs? It's only part of it you got. And there are those who are the opposite. Such mensches. Oh, finest, the people. Such midos, character. But to learn Torah? To daven? It's not for me. I'm a good person. I'm a good person. It's plenty. Kadosh Baruch Hu cries over both those people. Neither one is really Jewish. Neither one can be a ger. If they were not Jewish, they would come out and say, will you take me? They wouldn't take you. They wouldn't accept you as a Jew. You were only lucky to be born into it. You wouldn't make it otherwise. So you have like a... you have a guy with a basketball, the basketball team, and then the coach, the next year, he loses his job, a new coach comes in, so in theory, no one has a position on the team anymore. That's supposed to be the rule, right? You made it last year, doesn't count anymore. You made it last year, that's last year. Guy worked a spot again. If the coach was last year, he knows me already. I know I have a spot. Imagine it's a new coach. No one has a spot anymore. Everyone's trying out again. You wouldn't make it this time around. You wouldn't be accepted with your current state that you're in right now. Lo kach ager. The ger can't pick and choose. He can't say, I like that one. I don't like that one. He wouldn't make it if he did that. Which means that if we're not at that state right now, we're mekabel ol malchus shemayim entirely, then we too can convert. We convert Jews by saying to Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm mekabel every mitzvah you have. The ones I don't like, I'm also mekabel. Who am I not to like a mitzvah that you gave me? I don't like that mesechta. Who am I not to like a mesechta of Gemara? What does that even mean, you don't like a mesechta of a Gemara? You have no rights to like or not like. You're a ger. A ger likes everything, or at least he's mekabel everything. You don't pick and choose. I don't like Tosfos. I don't like Dav Gimel. I'll go to Dav Dav. You don't have the right to pick and choose. Every single piece is kol Torah kula. You can't say yes to this and no to that. I'm tired today. I don't want to go to Minyan. You have no right to that. Again, I'm not saying it's a mitzvah where a ger couldn't go be Jewish. He can still be Jewish if he can go to Minyan. We have no right to pick and choose what we like, don't like, and say, I'll do this, I won't do that. We have no right to. We wouldn't be accepted as a ger if we did that. Quotes of your story, he quotes. He says, picture the following scene. Turn the next page. Reish Samach Zion. Man, picture the following scene in your mind. First paragraph that's full. Ubeinei ruchenu. Goy shabalis gayar kasher. Goy comes to convert. Kasher avbeizdin pone elav v'shoel. And the avbeizdin says to him, ha'im mekabel ta'al mitzvah as kol Torah kula? Sit upon yourself the entire Torah. Onehu b'safa rafa. He says to him, kamocha. Kamo ha'avbeizdin. I do what you do. Kasher go erbo avizin be'er derecha perush kvar escha. And Abayzin says, excuse me, please explain yourself. Omer agar, the ger says, the bosh is upon him. With all due respect, he says, I'm embarrassed to say this, but kimadume anisha et mol shamati be'beitim edush morenu avizin diber lashon hara or rechilus. Well, yesterday when I was, I heard you speak lashon hara. So I'll be like you. I accept it like you accept it. Says Ava Bezin, can you imagine how embarrassed he must be? The Ava Bezin, here he is in charge of who gets into the Jewish people, and he would demand more of someone to get in than of who's already in, of himself. Could you imagine the man who's in charge of who decides to get into the become a ger, except as a full fledged Jew? It's more demanding than what he does, who's in charge of them in the first place. Bushes. Busha. Would we get in? Would we get in right now if we were being tried in front of the Av Bezin of all Av Bezins? And he said, no. Are we Jewish? Well, I have a Mila, and I have the Kedusha of a Jew. But have I ever mekabel upon myself all Kol Torah Kula, all Malchus Shemayim? Do I put God's will over my own will? Do I make decisions in my life that are all about what would be best for me as a Jew? If not, maybe I'm not welcome into it anymore. So says Rasher Weiss, we're so lucky that we're not great. So lucky. You know why? Because that means that we can become gerim. I can be a ger. Not with mila. Not with tefila. But I can matan Torah in 1 week, from two nights from now. In 1 week. I can become a ger like Rus. Because Baruch Hu, on the night of Shavuos, I say, I'm a kabbal upon myself, all Malchus Shemayim entirely. We can do it. Part of the greatness of a person is that we are created flawed. More flawed than animals are. I'll prove it to you. If you've ever watched an animal, if you ever watched an animal be born, anyone here has seen an animal be born? A cow? I one time saw a cow be born. It's weird, don't ask. I was in Florida at the time. Whatever, it's a story. So I saw a cow being born. Within 10 seconds, the cow's walking. Stumbling, but walking. You! Me, if you have a gas pain and smile when you're 4 months old, your mom's like, well, did you see that? I think he smiled. Whoa, when you turn over, you rolled. Get the camera. He rolled over. 4 months old. The cow's been walking for 4 months. You're born the same day. He's practically having kids already, that cow. And you took your first held a bottle by yourself. Call a kavod. But I thought we're the best, greatest people in the world. Greatest things in the world. We're humans. What happened? How come animals are much more advanced than we are? So the answer is because of our flaws makes us unbelievably full of potential. When you're weak and you're flawed, you can become a ger. You can convert. You can re-accept. You can work on yourself. I can't imagine how hard it must be for someone who's such a big tzaddik. What do they do? How does Chaim Kanievsky get better? I'm sure he does. I'm sure we can't even understand what he's working on right now. But for us, it's so easy. You can probably make a laundry list of things of how to get better. You can become a full-fledged ger. We say every day in davening, as I sit here, every day in davening, we say the following line. And this line is, I'm going to translate it a little different than we usually translate it because it's not the pasuk shot of it. Umosar ha'adam min ha'beima ayin. What does that mean? You know what that means? What's Mosar like? Yoser. More. Right? That one Mosar was a Savak, was tough. What man has more than Behemah is Ayin, which means nothing. Which we say Davening, what am I? I'm Hevel. I'm nothing. But Apple spoke about Hevel. I'm nothing. What am I? I'm not better than an animal. But I heard one time, Pshat, I think I saw it in the Sefer introduction, the Sefer in Yaakov, on Agadatas. He says, no. What makes us better than animals is that we are weak. We have Ayin. We have nothing. We're born with nothing. We can't walk. We can't function. You give a person, you leave him on the doorstep. When he's a month old, he'll die within a day or two. You put an animal away from the mom, a month old, it's its own animal already. It's fine. Our greatness is that we are so flawed, God gave us so much room to perfect ourselves. But can you imagine how terrible it is when we're flawed and we embrace our flaws? I'm happy with how I am. I don't want to be a ger. I don't want to be a ger. I'm fine with being pretty good. Who in their right mind is having pretty good at anything in the world when they could be better? Talk to somebody today. I'm fine with missing. I'm good. I miss a million a week. First of all, in this room over here, that's probably pretty good for many people in this room. Who's fine with missing a million a week? Why are you fine with that? I'm fine with being faithful with my wife 6 out of 7 days a week. Fine with that. Pretty good. Pretty faithful. What? What do you mean? It means you're not faithful 1 of every 7 days to your wife? No, but I don't cheat on her. I don't want to sleep with someone else. I just think about the women once a week. That's not bad. That's terrible. It's terrible. What kind of relationship do you have with your wife? Especially if you think it's okay. It's one thing to do it. To think it's okay? What? Like, since when? Since when do you feel your flaws are fine? Who embraces their flaws? Who doesn't want to work on their flaws? But now you may have asked me the following thing. You know what? It's hard. Since we are so weak, we sat today at Daf Gimel and Aleph in Masechet Makos. Some of you might actually feel like you got nothing out of it today. Zero. And some of you might actually be right. You may not understand a word of what we did. It's possible. I doubt it, but it's possible. But I'll make you feel a little better. Maybe a lot better even. This is Parsha. We're told, Im b'chukosai teilecho, if you will go in my ways. It says Rashi on the spot, the first pasuk in our Parsha. It says Rashi on the spot, if you will be a melim b'torah. All you have to do is you have to work hard. That's all you have to do. What happens afterwards, it's not your business. It's not your business. The Chofetz Chaim, those of you coming here finished sukkah recently, did sukkah. I'm actually finished sukkah tonight with my chabur. Night time, we're having a big siyum on Friday night. We've gone through the sukkah already at least 2 times, something like 6 or 7 times in the last year and a half. Almost like a sukkah, some people have done it already. We're having a siyum together, my first siyum I'm ever going to be part of, my life. I finished my sukkah, but never made a siyum in my life. What's that? Two of those guys, exactly. Those two guys are part of that, exactly. We're going to say the following phrase that you'll say also if you've ever made a siyum before, and I know many of you have. Anu amelim vehem amelim. We put effort in, so do they. Who's they? The non-Jews. Anu amelim umekabam schar. We put effort in, we get reward. Vehem amelim? Vehem umekabam schar. They put effort in, they don't get reward for that. Really? They get reward for the effort they put in? Last night there was a big basketball game on, right? Guys worked really hard, played the game. They make millions of dollars. They get plenty of schar. What do you mean they don't get schar for it? So Chofetz Chaim gives the following mashal. Picture there was a king who wanted to make for himself the finest silky, smooth suit. And he hired the best tailor in his town to make the suit for him. Finest material. It took him a whole year. He said, you know, I can't work on any other thing. It's only for me this year. You can focus. And after the year was up, he had a huge try-on of the suit, invited his greatest officers to partake of his big feast of his new beautiful suit. And he goes behind the curtain to put it on, and you hear a big scream and a crash. What's going on? The tailor wants to know. He comes out, the king, he holds the pants in his hand. There's only one leg. Where's the second leg of the pants? You forgot to put the second leg on. Oh my gosh, the guy feels like a fool. King's like, I should kill you right when you're done, but I won't, because I'm a nice guy. But get out of my chambers. God's like, I'm so sorry, but could you at least pay me for my time? You know, I tried. Kidding me? To pay you for what you didn't do for me? No. You're lucky I don't kill you, get out before I change my mind. The guy runs away. You don't get paid if you didn't get it in the end. Picture the following scene. You're sitting over Daf Gimel and Aleph, this Rashi, Kate's a shaman. You're sitting there in Makos working. You leave, you don't understand a clue what just happened. And while you've been slaving over those that Rashi and the Gemara for an hour and a half, or she was finished with Makos twice. Same amount of time. How much Yisachar you get compared to Rashiva and Shemayim? Same. Same. Doesn't matter what you do, because you know whose fault it is if you can't do it well? God's fault. He gave you a brain that doesn't work so well, maybe. Not your fault. It's his fault. All you can do is try your hardest. That's all you can do. That's all you're judged on. Nothing more than that. You get a 95 on the test, and your friend gets a 60, he might be better than you are. Because you could have gotten 100, and he couldn't have gotten better than the 60. You're not judged on your successes in religion. You're judged on your efforts. If you tried your hardest in learning, it's all that matters. No one can fault you for it. If you try because you're on your phone and playing around here and texting that guy and schmoozing with that person, you don't get credit for not getting it then. You're right. Then you're like Hamamelem. You're like them. You don't get scarred for that. But when you sit there and you try your hardest, you get all the reward in the world. That's all you're supposed to be doing is trying your hardest. And when you leave at the end of the year and you're done, you have two questions to ask yourself. Question number one is, am I a ger? Am I a ger? Am I fully in? Would I get in off the street to this unique club of people? If the answer is no, we have to hang our head in sorrow. We should cry over that. If the answer is yes, but you get frustrated in certain things, I can't do this well, I'm behind in that thing, who cares? It's not your fault. Nothing to do with you. You try your hardest. For as long as you try, you're on the same page in Shemayim as Rosh Yeshiva. Same. Doesn't matter that he was able to write a Sefer and you could barely read a Gemara in the end. It doesn't matter. That's not your fault. The problem really is, though, is that we limit ourselves. I'll close with points. It says in the Parsha, and we read it today, and think about it, it's a strange thing to say in a Parsha, or anywhere it's a strange thing to say. We read today the following line in Shul. If you do good, I will place my dwelling place amongst you. I will not be disgusted by you. If you behave well, I won't be disgusted by you. Why would Hashem be disgusted by me if I behave well? What does it mean? You do everything right, you don't disgust me. Can you imagine your kid comes home from school, gets 100 on his test? Son, I'm not disgusted by you. How about I'm proud of you? You know, kol hakavod, keep it up. You don't disgust me? Why are we disgusting God? What does that do with anything? So Rav Schwab brings down an unbelievable idea. It's talking to somebody who learns Shalol Lishma. Learn Shalol Lishma. If you learn for the wrong reasons, says God, you're trying, I'm not disgusted by you. I'm not. You're trying for the wrong reasons, but at least you're involving yourself with me. You're hoping one day it will kick in. You're hoping. You know what the Gemara says Lola Shema means? I'll tell you something frightening, and we'll stop with this. Someone who learns 100 times, learned 100 times over and over Chazara, 100 times, and then they're done, they're not called an Ovid Elohim. They're not called a server of God. If you learn 101 times, you're called a server of God. You're an Ovid Elohim. 100 times, you're not Ovid Elohim? What does that even mean? So I'll tell you my thought on what it means. 100 is a very round number. It's a target. I set myself a target. I achieve my target. Check. See you later. Done. Did it. You put a limit on where you can grow. I did it. And then you're out. You're not a real Ovid Hashem. You're not. Because you limited how great you could be. 101 means right after. I went to one time to Shema Shas. I didn't finish it, but I went to it. And what they do, you know what they do after they finish Shas? What they do? Start Maseches Brachos again. They don't sit there and celebrate their moment. They do also. They start the next mission, Maseches Brachos again. Why? Because I'm just starting. I'm not done anything. I never finished anything at all. 100 means I tried, I succeeded, check, see you later. There are people in our yeshiva and in life in general who have a goal. I want to go to Israel for a year. It's my goal. Go for a year. Check. I did it. I'll see you later. Did my job. You can leave when you want to leave, but it should not be because you feel like you did your job. You didn't do your job. Your job never ends. Never ends. You think a check in the box that you spent a few months learning sometimes? Check. Did my year. T-shirt that says, survive the year in Israel. Baby. Right? I made it through. Give me a break, really? Like that's what you're proud of? You made it to Yikita Yeshiva? Kabod. Maybe Hashem says, I'm not disgusted by you. I'm not disgusted by you when you say that. Am I proud of you? Not sure I'm proud of you. Proud of you for that? For making it through? For succeeding on your goal? Check. See you later. Why? Why is that something to be proud of? I'm not saying Shana Bech conversation. The fact that a person saying to himself, I'm done, I did it, I finished, I'm gone, next thing, next stage of life. Check in your box? It's a bad box, it's a bad check. To be a ger means that you're all in. Nothing ever is not with Judaism involved. You don't pick your college choice, you don't pick your girlfriend, you don't pick what movie you're gonna watch without thinking to yourself, is this in my best interest religiously? And if you don't live your life that way, then you're not a ger. You wouldn't be accepted in. You don't belong as part of it. You're allowed to have your flaws. The best thing we have is flaws, because there's something for us to fix. But to embrace your flaw, I'm pretty good. I'm happy with that. Bet I'm the chaver. I'm really good at. Not going to make it. You won't survive. But if you work your hardest, it doesn't matter where you get to in the end. It doesn't matter. I know I made a makabim schar just for working. And Kadosh Baruch Hu, hopefully, Mr. Shem should find not only Lo Tigavashi, shouldn't be disgusted by us, he should be proud of us. Because he knows deep in our hearts that the only thing that matters in the world is our connection to Ribbono Shel Olam. We should merit such a connection. We should merit all of us together, Matan Torah. And we can live it from now. To makabel, Torah, do you accept? We push the button, I accept. Have a great Shabbos.